This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and... ew. The Hub City Spartan Burger text line is open. 844-326-3663. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. If you'd like to text the show, if you'd like to call the show, you use the same number. 844-326-3663 is the number. If you would like to tweet the program, you can do it at the Rob Brown Show. That is my handle, at Lonzo on Word. If you'd like to give Lonzo 280 characters of wisdom, you can do so at Lonzo on Word.
Do you actually type so much that you notice the limit?
What I appreciate is that they have the little circle down at the bottom that like gradually fills up as you fill up the characters, and I know when it turns red, now it's time to start editing. You know? I gotta be like myself in real life. Brevity is key.
Okay. Yeah.
You can shoot Lonzo a message at Lonzo on Word. I am at the Rob Brown Show. That is for all of my social media handles. If you'd like to follow me there, you are welcomed and encouraged to do so. You can get it. Everybody up in here at The Fan Upstate. And don't forget, our stream is live at The Fan Upstate on Facebook, at The Fan Upstate on YouTube, at The Fan Upstate on Twitter, or The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. If you'd like to get at us in that direction, you are welcomed and encouraged to do so. It is 7:02. In the AM portion of the day, which means it is time for us to tell you about everything going on in the world of sports, or at least the things going on in the world of sports that you will be talking about when you get to the office this morning, when you get settled in, when you respond to those passive-aggressive emails that you don't want to respond to, but you have to because the whole got to be able to pay my bills thing you got going on, whatever. I'm thinking 11, 12, maybe 13 minutes of good, solid work, and then you stand up. You step away from the desk. You tell that one nosy Nancy that gives you the side eye, like, is that guy taking a break already? Shut up, Nancy. I got to go to the bathroom. And then you don't. You just sneak on down to the hallway, head to the break room, head to the water cooler, talk to your friends. You're going to be talking about this stuff. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office this AM and start talking sports. When you do, this is what you'll be talking about. Let's dive in with item number one. 127-102, the Boston Celtics are still alive after a Game 5 victory at the house over the New York Knicks. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. An emotional night, a win one for the Gipper night, as Jason Tatum's season is over with a ruptured Achilles. 34 from Derek White on 9 of 16 from the floor, 7 of 13 from behind the arc. Jaylen Brown went 9 of 17 from the floor, 3 of 5 behind the shooting range stripe. He had 26 points on the night. You also got 17 off the bench from Peyton Pritchard. This was a predictable game for me. This was a game where the boys were going to be thinking about their boy, Jay Tate, who is done for the year. The reality of the situation is, now the Knicks have seen what this team is. When you have White, Brown, and Pritchard leading the charge, I do not suspect that Boston is going to survive Game 6 against the Knicks, now facing elimination. Over in the other NBA game last night, the Golden State Warriors were ultimately eliminated from playoff contention by the Minnesota Timberwolves, a 121-110 victory for the Wolves last night. You got off of 29 points off of Julius Randle, 22 off of Anthony Edwards, also had a dozen dimes in this game, 17 on the inside from Rudy Gobert, who was 8 of 9 from the field, and had a free throw in there to make it to the 17-16 from Mike Conley when it was all said and done. 13 off the bench from Dante DiVincenzo for Golden State. 28 from Brandon Podziemski, 17 from Jimmy Butler on 4 of 11 shooting. This was a legacy series for Jimmy Butler. Unfortunately, it wasn't the part of the legacy that he would have wanted it to be. I thought this was a game. I thought this was a series after Steph Curry went down. Maybe Jimmy Butler can help the Warriors just survive until Steph can go. The thought was Steph would be available for Game 6. The question was, can Jimmy Butler do enough to keep them alive until Game 6? If he could have pushed it for one more game, made this 3-2 last night, you get Steph back, winning two in a row is not improbable for Golden State. But for whatever reason, Jimmy Butler, with 42 minutes played, attempted the same number of field goals as Draymond Green did. Draymond was 4 of 11, 1 of 6 behind the arc for 10 points. I don't know why Draymond's lifting that many threes in a game. Not my business. Steve Kerr is taking some heat this morning because Steve Kerr said, yep, we would have had a chance for a championship if Steph Curry would have stayed healthy. And apparently that was a controversial thing to say. Why are you laughing?
Because that's funny. No, you wouldn't have had a chance of a championship if Steph Curry was playing.
I disagree.
Were they undefeated in the series when he was there?
No.
Okay.
But they weren't totally defeated as they were without him.
Okay.
Without Steph Curry, they didn't win a game.
Mm-hmm.
With Steph Curry, last night, if they have Steph Curry, I'll say this. Last night, if they have Steph Curry, I think they win that basketball game. Honestly. I think the Timberwolves who pulled away late, well, that's not really true. Golden State actually outscored him by 10. I think with Steph Curry in that game, they win that game. We are looking at a 3-2 series. Honestly, I don't know that they win. They don't win the last game with Steph Curry.
Yeah. He wasn't there. They didn't win. Go home.
Well, they are.
You too, Steve. Go home.
They are.
Go home.
But I also don't think that...
Yell at the wall. Go home, yell at the wall.
I don't think that Steve Kerr is incorrect in his philosophy.
Steph
here. Either
go
way,
home and place his beaky in a place of honor.
Doesn't
it's
matter.
A little holder.
You think he has a dedicated binky holder?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he's rich. I mean, that's what those rich people do. At least I've heard tell.
Noted. Over to the NHL playoffs. The Toronto Maple Leafs are now on the brink of elimination and might as well just go ahead and wrap it up and take it back to the crib. The Panthers went 6-1 last night. At the end of this game, the Florida Panthers had 13 different skaters that put a point on the board. They had six different goal scorers, and they had five players with an assist. Sam Reinhart had two of them last night. Sergei Bobrovsky, who has had a couple of questionable performances in this postseason, last night looked like Sergei Bobrovsky again. He faced 32 shots last night from the Toronto Maple Leafs. He stopped all but one of them. Bob is back for Florida. And if Bob is back, because, hey, goaltending wins you playoff games. That is why Carolina is where they are, because Freddie Anderson has been a stud, and Florida is getting better out of Sergei Bobrovsky the last couple of games. Look, Verhaeghe did not have a point in this game. Matthew Tkachuk had one assist in this game last night. Alexander Barkov had no goals, no assists. It was everybody else that was carrying the load for Florida. They had three goals out of defensemen last night. They had two assists out of defensemen last night. And Bob was a brick wall between the pipes. Florida just decimates the Toronto Maple Leafs. 6-1. They are now up in the series 3-2. One more in Toronto before they take it back to Florida if necessary for a game seven. After what I saw last night, I would not be shocked for Florida to put it away. That was a back-breaking dub on behalf of the Panthers. 1-0, the Edmonton Oilers have eliminated the Vegas Golden Knights, the gentleman's sweep, 4-1 in that series. The one goal scored by Kasperi Kapanen, he gets the only goal of the game. It was the only goal that mattered. Stuart Skinner faced 24 shots, stopped all of that. Aiden Hill was actually remarkable on goal last night. 31 saves against 32 shots, including three power plays. That was a night. You know, we've talked about this. One of my frustrations right now is that the Atlanta Braves keep getting performances out of starting pitchers that are more than good enough to win games, and they keep losing those games because they won't score runs. That for Vegas last night. Their goalkeeper did more than enough to win them that game, but they just could not find the net last night. Let's move on to item numero dos. The NFL released its schedules last night for all 32 teams. That includes, obviously, as they are one of the NFL's 32 teams, the Carolina Panthers. We now know the lineup for Carolina's opponents. They will open the season September 7th on the road at Jacksonville. It is back-to-back roadies to start the season for the Cats, as they will be at Arizona in week two. Week three, September 21st, they return home to take on Atlanta before it's on the road to Foxborough to take on Mike Vrabel's New England Patriots. 3 out of the first 4 on the road for Carolina. They'll come back for a pair against Miami and Dallas on the 5th and 12th of October, on the road at the Jets on the 19th, the 26th, Josh Allen and the Bills come a call it. November 2nd, it's back on an airplane, this time back to balmy Green Bay to take on the Packers. Divisional game number 2 does not happen until week 10, November 9th, at home against the New Orleans Saints. The next week, divisional game number 3 on the road at Atlanta. The first primetime game in 2 seasons for the Panthers is week 12, November 24th, on the road at San Francisco. They'll come back to the crib week 13, November 30th, to host the LA Rams. Week 14, December 7th, is the bye. 3 out of the final 4 games of the year for the Panthers are divisional games. That includes December 14th at New Orleans. A week later, December 21st, at home against Tampa. You have got the Week 17 TBD against Seattle at the crib. And then Week 18 on the road at Tampa one more time again. If Carolina is healthy, if they can win the war of attrition, they have an opportunity to win three divisional games in the final 4 weeks. We will see if they are contenders. Rashad Beard will join us in about an hour and 20 minutes from now. We'll get his reaction to the schedule breakdown after the release last night. Let's get to item number three. I have gone back and forth on what to include on item number three. I could put the Braves game here last night as they give up another late lead, this time to the Washington Nationals. The Braves spent exactly 24 hours at 500 before they gave one back and now are back to one game under 500 at this point. Here's what I'm going to go with instead. Ross Dellinger has released a very interesting article, and we are going to talk about this when we come back. He is down at Amelia Island, Florida, for the ACC spring meetings. He reported, and I went and checked it out, Representative Brendan Boyle is active online. Representative Brendan Boyle was part of the congressional committee that met regarding NIL regulations a few days ago. Representative Brendan Boyle sent out a tweet on Twitter that said, and I quote, "The next time the Big Ten or SEC wants to meet with me about NIL, they need to be prepared to first explain to me how they justify trying to rig the college football playoffs. Hashtag greed." Why did Brendan Boyle tweet this out? Well, apparently, the fight over automatic qualifiers in an expanded college football playoff is a little more heated than we thought that it was. Apparently, according to Ross Dellinger, there are now some folks that are being very openly hostile towards the current 4-4-2-2-1 setup, the setup where the SEC and the Big Ten would get four AQs, the ACC and the Big 12 would get two, there would be one left open for the highest ranked group of six, and then just three at-large bids available. And now members of Congress are getting involved. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you why Brendan Boyle kind of has a point. Rob Brown, Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show is on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. The fight amongst everyone in and some people outside of college football has begun. The college football commissioners, according to Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, have been meeting separately and aside from the college football playoff committee. Obviously, whatever format is approved will be approved by the college football playoff committee. However, the conferences will have to agree with it. And so there will be a little leverage from the committee. There will be a little leverage from the conferences themselves, as they are the ones that are providing the teams that play in this event annually. But apparently, according to Ross Dellinger, it's getting a little heated. And the topic that has become the source of contention is the concept of the automatic qualifier. On Twitter, Ross Dellinger, a couple of days ago, sent out a tweet. The tweet said, "There is growing B1G SEC support for a 16-team bracket, most notably a 4 SEC, 4 B1G, 2 ACC, 2 Big 12, 1 group of 6, and 3 at-large automatic qualifier bracket with season-ending interleague play in games. Third place v. sixth place, fourth place versus fifth place to determine amongst the SEC and the B1G, who their second group of automatic qualifiers would be. The winner of the third v. sixth place game, the winner of the fourth v. fifth place game in both conferences would join the top two teams in the conference who play for the SEC and B1G title game, assuming those games still take place. I imagine that they will. I don't know that they will have the pomp and circumstance that they have as years gone by. We'll talk about that later. But he sent out that tweet, and Brandon Boyle, who is a congressman from Pennsylvania, replied, quote, tweeted it, which means he retweeted it, but then added his own commentary as a secondary tweet, said, quote, "The next time the Big Ten or SEC wants to meet with me about NIL, they need to be prepared to first explain to me how they justify trying to rig the CFP, hashtag greed." And obviously there was quite the reaction from social media to that tweet from Representative Brendan Boyle. Ross Dellinger said that of the litany of what he called, and I quote, "issues festering within the college sports industry," end quote, which of course includes the House settlement, the antitrust settlement. It includes a presidential commission potentially being launched by Donald Trump. It includes a battle over NCAA governance, amongst others. He says the fight over the future of the college football postseason, the industry's most valuable asset, may be the one that garners the most attention and gets the nastiest. Dellinger writes on YahooSports.com, quote, negotiations among the Power Four conference commissioners, they have started meeting separately from other CFP leaders, have produced disagreement. Discord lingers over the amount of automatic qualifiers designated from each conference. In fact, from ACC spring meetings, conference executives discuss postseason format with their athletic directors and their coaches, sharing with them that the latest negotiations between the Big 12, ACC, Big 10, and SEC, and though most have declined to reveal specifics, they did share their opinion on a 16-team playoff proposal from the SEC and Big Ten that will award each of the two conferences, the top two conferences, as twice as many automatic qualifiers as the Big 12 and the ACC. The SEC and the Big Ten would get four. The Big 12 and the ACC would get two. Dellinger quoted one unnamed athletic director as saying, quote, no one likes it. He then quoted NC State head coach Dave Doran as saying, quote, we are fighting for our spots. We believe we deserve three automatic qualifiers as a minimum.
Do you though? Do you really? I think you think more highly of your conference than most people.
Yeah, and they would say the same about you. They would say the same about the Big Ten. It's not like the Big Ten, as we have talked about over and over, has three to four good teams in it.
They also have more teams than those other conferences. So
my question becomes, why does that mean that you are guaranteed playoff spots?
Because they have more money.
No, that's why you are getting more playoff spots. Why do you think you should be guaranteed playoff spots? Well, so that because you have more money, you can then get more money.
And obviously, there's better football in the Big Ten and the SEC than there is in other conferences. I mean, there just is.
No one is disagreeing. But the argument is that how in the hell can we ever expect to catch up if you guys are guaranteeing yourself at least twice as much money out of the postseason as we can get?
You can't. And you know what? Sucks for those guys.
Okay, cool. So just bleep everybody else. Let's just do the Big Ten and the SEC.
I believe it's been, you know, several years where you've said that's where it's going anyway. So in order for it to get there, you got to do stuff like this to get it there, right?
So that we are clear. Where I think it is going does not mean that's where I want it to go.
Okay.
How many
teams does the ACC deserve?
I think at the end of the year, we should take a look at the best teams in America and pick the 16. Nobody deserves a damn thing. That's my point, right? Like, in no other system, in no other sport, do we have this setup where anybody's guaranteed a damn thing. Like, the frustration level for me here is, it is not just the guarantee that teams from these conferences, four of them from the top two, two of them from the next two, and everybody else gets one spot. Guaranteed. Everybody else is fighting for there are less spots to be fought over from everybody else, which, by the way, includes the SEC and the Big Ten. There are less spots to be fought over by everybody else than the Big Ten is just guaranteed. I don't think there has been a year yet where I've thought the fourth best team in the Big Ten was a legitimate national championship contender. Yet, they're just getting a bid. I think the fight here doesn't come from the fact that these conferences refuse to admit the SEC and the Big Ten are better. I think the argument is there is no way for us to catch up if you guys are guaranteed to receive twice the revenue we make. It is 1,000% the rich get richer, and there is no fighting back from the poor. There is no way for the poor to fight back, because even if six consecutive 16-team playoffs are won by the ACC, they still only get two spots.
Wow, the ACC is poor. I wasn't aware of that.
In comparison to the Big Ten and the amount of revenue coming from the college football playoffs? Yes. Yes, that is correct. I think acknowledgement is important here.
Yes. I only have $500 million, but that guy's got $1 billion, so I'm poor in comparison.
in terms of, okay, we are more arguing that guy's got $1 billion and we got 100,000. Yeah, that's poor by comparison. Correct. And
no, we're not, because the ACC makes millions of dollars. So we're not arguing 100,000. We're not doing that.
We are making the argument here that when it comes in the ability to keep up with LSU, who built a locker room, state of the art, and then tore it down a year later to build a bigger one, nobody in the ACC can do that. Nobody else in the ACC can do that. LSU can do that. The SEC schools can do that. The Big Ten schools can do that. So when these schools have the opportunity to bring in twice as much CFP money because they're just guaranteed four spots, this is one of the spots that I will lean on an old cliche. All that should matter is what happens on the field. When it comes to football, when it comes to the championship, all that should matter is what happens on the field. And under this system, with four AQs going to two conferences and the ACC and the Big 12 getting two, it doesn't matter what happens on the field. It just doesn't matter. Your conference is going to bring in, unless the ACC sneaks a third team in there, unless the Big 12 sneaks a third team in there. And even then, even if those two conferences both were to get a third team in, they have three teams that are considered championship caliber. If they get, if both of them get three teams in, still neither one of them is guaranteed to make anything close to what the SEC and the Big Ten make. How are they supposed to keep
up? So you're saying the third team in the ACC would be better than the fourth team in the Big Ten or the SEC, so therefore they should get three teams?
No, I'm saying if it happens. What I'm saying is your fourth best team has never been one of the best 16 teams. It's just not.
Has the third best team in the ACC ever been the best
team? It wouldn't matter if they are. That's the point. It doesn't matter if they are. The third best team in the ACC could be 11-1 and get locked out because two 12-0 teams go.
No way the third best team in the ACC is
11-1. Lonzo, you're sticking on, the audacity of hypotheticals. The hypotheticals are what matter here. You are guaranteed the payday of four. No matter how terrible your conference is, you're guaranteed the payout of four. The ACC is guaranteed the payout of half of that.
Okay.
So how do they keep up?
So again, the teams that make the most money, the conferences that make the most money are going to make more money. I don't have a problem with that.
Cool. Then go ahead and say, all that matters is you. Say it, because that's what that thought process is. All that matters is the Big Ten and the SEC. Nobody else matters. So suck it, Clemson. You don't matter. Okay, that's not a good example. Suck it, Florida State. You don't matter.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Suck it, Colorado.
There.
You don't matter.
There, you don't matter.
Okay.
I don't get what me saying it means anything. I'm just looking at all the things that you're explaining, and I don't have a problem with it.
Because you're the rich guy. Because you're the billionaire. It is similar to when you send
I also know that the third best team in the ACC is not going to beat the fourth best team in the SEC or the ACC.
They can't ever be there.
Why?
Because you have the resources.
Oh, come on.
Let me ask you this question.
Come on.
Let me ask you this question.
I don't even think that matters anymore as far as what your facility looks like. They all look good. It's coming down to NIL now. So
no,
you can
no,
yes, it
no.
absolutely is.
No, it's not.
It's who can pay the most money to the players.
And
that's,
how would they get that money?
Well, not from the schools.
Yes.
No.
That's what the house settlement is,
no,
Lonzo.
The NIL, the schools don't pay the players because that would make them employees. You have argued many times that the money comes from boosters.
Okay.
It doesn't come from the schools.
And when the house settlement finishes here in a week, then there will be a $22 million revenue sharing deal where the money will come from the schools. Those schools will have way an easier time to come up with the $22 million to give to the players than schools in the ACC will.
Hey, you know, some companies are better than others. That's just how it works. Some companies make more money than other companies do. This is a business. The two conferences that make the most money should get the most teams in.
Okay. So
they absolutely should.
So shut everybody else down.
They're not being shut down. They're not being, they're getting, their ACC will get two, you said, and what, the Big 12 will get two? That's not being shut down. You still have a foot in the door. If your team is dominant, Clemson's won a national championship before.
Here's the problem.
It's not going to matter about the money. If your team's the best on the field, they're going to win.
First off, there is nothing in life where it doesn't matter about the money is true. You know that. I know that. We all know that. There's nothing in life where it's not about the money is true. Not any sport. Not anything. Number two, you are looking at this only through the prism of football. This is not a football story. This is a business story. This is a story about the finances of a multi-billion dollar industry where the AQs are saying these two conferences get twice as much as these over here. Even though we're all the same here, we get twice as much. Well, if one group has twice as much money, they have twice as much resources. If they have twice as much resources.
The ACC and the Big 12 were to combine, then they would be equal with the Big 10 and the SEC.
Great.
And then there would no longer be an argument.
Call your commission, say combine them. But you know what's not happened? Literally that. So until that happens, and we're all in a big conference, and we all have a mega conference here, and even then, they're not going to accept everybody. So basically, everybody else can bleep off with your little pittance of a paycheck. And the Big Ten and the SEC get to rule the landscape and, you know, exist.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, I'm glad you only care about the Big Ten. I prefer college football being
good.
I
mentioned the SEC a bunch, too. So, obviously, I care about Big Ten and the SEC.
Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I was thinking about something during the break, and I've been sitting here saying over and over and over, oh, well, there's three at-large spots. four for the SEC, four for the Big Ten, two for the ACC, two for the Big 12, one for the Group of Six. That leaves three spots in a 16-team field.
Yeah, but it's only two, right? Because Notre Dame will get one.
And that's exactly what I was about to say. That presumes that Notre Dame does not finish inside the top 16, in which case they would take one of those three spots. So really what we are saying is the conferences get this many, and then the entire rest of the college football landscape is fighting for two spots effectively. Because, and this is not to say, oh, Notre Dame is going to be top 16 every year, but we all know that Notre Dame usually gets some favorable spots. Right? Like, they get the benefit of the doubt, whether it's because of the brand or because of the value that they hold or because of the television audience they have or whatever.
How do they do that without being in a conference? That doesn't make sense.
Because of their television rights deal, which pays them SEC and Big Ten money. That is literally the center of this conversation. The center of this conversation has not a gosh darned thing to do about football. It is about football. But the center of this conversation has everything to do with the fact that everything in college football is now about the money. It's always been about the money. But now that is the A1 unquestionable, without a doubt priority for everybody. It used to be, it's all about the money. We want to have good football too. Now it's just about the money. And so when the default turns into a system where the rich are not just getting richer, but are guaranteed to consistently get richer, and there is no way to push back against that, it creates a system where the poor have two options. And I'm going to get wildly dramatic here, both because I think it's true and also because of my own entertainment value.
Yeah, because you haven't gotten dramatic at all today yet. So.
No, everything I've said is spot on the level.
But not dramatic.
I'm going to get uber dramatic here. Ultra dramatic. I'm going to raise the dramatic.
Should I sit back in case there's swings coming? I
mean, no, not that dramatic.
Okay, all right.
Not violently
trying to gauge the level of over dramatic.
There are two options when you are in a situation like this. If you are in the, I'm even going to go so far as to start using trigger words here.
For who?
Not me.
Okay. All right.
There are two options when the system is set up in a way that guarantees that the rich get richer and the poor can't. There are two options. Option number one is to just quit. And option number two is revolution. That's it. That's the option.
All right, you are getting over dramatic because there are no poor here. There are no poor. There are no middle class here.
There's no middle class.
Everybody's rich. There's rich, and then there's richer. There is no poor in this scenario. Name me a poor school in this scenario.
Anybody in the ACC when it comes to college football,
they're not poor.
Player revenue income.
They are not poor.
The finances at play here are not your and my household budget. We are talking about the ability to compete. We are talking about the ability to stay relevant, right? Colorado did not hire and retain Deion Sanders to be good at football. If they are, great. That's a nice little addition. Colorado brought in Deion Sanders. Why? Get attention, sell merch. That's the reason he's there. PR, attention, merch. To get more money in the coffers because you can't compete. Is Colorado a poor school? Is Colorado a team hurting for money? They had to bring in Deion to survive. No, I scratch that. To try to make themselves relevant in any sort of meaningful way.
Thank you for amending that, because they didn't need to bring him in to survive. They wanted to go up another level competitive-wise, and so they brought in someone who has attention, but also turns out, at least so far, has been a pretty good coach.
Yeah.
We'll find out how he does this year without his son and everybody
What's
else.
What's their conference record? What's their record against top 25
What was their record before
it's
he came there? What was his record before he came there?
Not much worse, if we're being honest.
He did twice as better than what was there
congrats,
before.
Congrats, you're
that.
Beating South Dakota State.
They have doubled their win total.
Yes,
by bringing in a better coach.
Because now they beat North Dakota. Oh, and by the way, they didn't win double their win total because they brought in a better coach. They brought double their win total because they brought in Travis Hunter. That's why.
Who brought in that player?
Oh, sure. AK, he came because of Deion.
The coach brought in that player.
But the reality here, it's just the reality, even if you don't want to accept it. And this is absolutely the argument. This is the argument I expect from the rich. Oh, no. You guys aren't poor. You're fine. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You're fine. Everything's great for you. You yell from the 14th story of your ivory tower to those down on the street trying to just make it. The reality is that college football is all about thriving in the dollar sign department right now. And when you say that, and here's the thing, if everybody's on level footing, then you guys should be fine with not having four automatic qualifiers because you're just gonna earn it anyway.
Fix it.
Cool. You ready? No AQs. Top 16 teams. There you go. Fixed.
Okay.
There you go.
Who decides that?
You just asked me to fix it. You didn't ask me who's the decision maker. You asked me to fix it, and I just fixed it.
The committee decides that. So
Why do you think that? In
that top 16, how many SEC and Big Ten teams were in there last year?
Doesn't matter.
I'm just curious.
I don't care.
Probably the same amount, even more.
Great. Congratulations.
It's going to be the same thing, and you'll find another flaw in it. I mean, there is no perfect way, and this works just as well as any other thing. And it just seems like people who are pro ACC and other conferences are the ones who have a problem with this. And I get it. It's just not a good argument. And in the end, this is probably going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. So I should just shut up, lay back, and take it?
No. I mean, you can complain and talk about it, which is what you're supposed to do. That's your job. In this case, though, you're wrong. You're just wrong.
Oh, to a Big Ten guy, I'm absolutely wrong. To an SEC guy, I'm absolutely wrong. You're absolutely right. To everybody that is gifted the benefit of the system, I'm absolutely wrong.
Gifted the benefit. Okay.
You are guaranteed twice as... Lonzo, if you and I both went to a new radio station and we got the exact same job, we were doing the exact same thing, right? And they said, we're going to pay Rob Brown twice as much as we're going to play Lonzo.
Not a good analogy.
How is it not a good analogy?
How is it not a good analogy? Because that may be the case right now. That's why it's not a good analogy.
We are doing different jobs right now. Are we not? Like, we're doing the same job right now, but we do different jobs right now. So it doesn't, and first off, probably not, but like, whatever. If you and I got hired to, outside of this business, you and I both say in 2 weeks, screw radio, we're done. We're both going to go work at a batting cage because that sounds awesome.
If we were equally talented, I would have a problem with it, but we're not. I mean, there's a reason why you've been hired to be hosts all over the place, okay? You make more money than me. Good for you. I mean, good for you. I'm proud for you. I wish you made more money.
So do I.
I don't have a problem with you making more money because we're not doing the same job. Our jobs overlap some, but we're not doing the same job.
Well, when it comes to take it back to football, when it comes to college football, is it not supposed to be? Do we not? Let me rephrase that. It's not supposed to be. Who cares? If we are talking about football the way that we want to love football, should be level playing field. Right? It just should be a level playing field. Now, we all know it's not because we know that some schools have 1,000 alumni a year and some have 250. Obviously, numbers are way higher. I'm just making them up on the fly here. Alabama's always going to have a bigger booster fan base willing to give more money. They just are. That is part of the reason that the house settlement comes with revenue sharing, but that is the reason it comes with a revenue sharing cap of $22 million. And it comes with the option to pay all $22 million or zero of the $22 million as a recruiting tool. A team like Ohio State is going to have no problem coming up with the $22 million. None. None at all. But a team like Wake Forest will. A team like Wake Forest is going to have a hard time coming up with $22 million to revenue share across. So when you have a system in which this team, without a dollar coming from the CFP, is going to be fine hitting the $22 million, and this school over here that is going to be fighting for its life to pay a couple of that $22 million in order to get the best players that they can get, when there is this stack of resources that comes from a product, the college football playoff, that is supposed to thrive on the best teams in the country competing, And this product is created and generated by everyone in college football. The resources it provides to everyone in college football should be level across the board. As Mario Cristobal said, and I want to find the exact quote that he gave. He said, dadgummit, where's the quote? I lost it. But Mario Cristobal effectively said, paraphrasing, but very close. The problem with this system is that it is set up for giving, whereas football is supposed to be about earning. That is the issue at heart here. This is a system that just gives. The college football conferences that have all the power already, it just gives them twice the resources that anybody else gets. It just gives it to them. It has nothing to do with your football. It does not matter how good or bad your product is. It just gives you twice as much money. If every college football playoff spot is worth $20 million, the Big Ten is guaranteed 40, the ACC is guaranteed 20. Maybe they can earn an extra 30. Maybe they can get or an extra 10 and get 30. Maybe. But even then, there are two spots. And by the way, you won't hear Notre Dame say a word about it because Notre Dame makes SEC Big Ten money from NBC, and all they got to do is be in the top 16 and they get the same number of college football playoff dollars per school. They get the same number. So, actually, they get more because they don't have to give it back to the conference to split up. They just get to keep every dollar of it. So Notre Dame's not going to say a word about it. If the system is set up to just give some conferences that already have more resources, the majority of the resources, they get eight of six, half of the money is going to two conferences. The rest of all of college football has to split everything else up. How do they keep up? How are they going to keep up? When we know that college football teams and athletic departments, and all of this, by the way, all this money's got to be used Title IX-wise, etc. We already know they operate on a shoestring budget. We already know that there are a limited number that even turn a profit. How are they supposed to keep up? They can't. So the option here is everybody else just shuts up, accepts it, and realizes you'll never have the resources to compete for a championship, or everybody else eventually takes their ball, creates their own thing elsewhere, and we end up with two college footballs.
All right, so here's the thing. Let's go back a little bit. Back when the Big Ten only had 10 teams, when the SEC only had so many teams, when there were other conferences, it would be different if this would have happened then, but it didn't. The Big Ten and the SEC saw the future. They created their own future. Other conferences like the ACC did not. They held back. They had a chance to bring in more teams. They did not do that. This is on them. Two conferences saw the future. They made their future. The other conferences said, no, we're not doing that. And now they're having to deal with the fact that these other conferences are twice as big with twice as much money. That's on those other conferences. Too bad.
Okay. I mean, cool. Like the decisions made by the ACC in 1991. Sorry, Clemson, you don't get to compete anymore. That's what's being said right now. A couple of real quick quotes and comments.
That's not what's being said right now. You completely poo-pooed everything I said. If you go back to when all conferences were pretty much equal and had the same amount of teams, the ACC and other conferences could have done the same thing the Big Ten and the SEC did. They did not. So that is their fault because they didn't have the foresight,
right,
or they drugged their feet. And so now they're having to deal with the repercussions of that. That's on them.
Okay, so
it's not on the Big Ten. It's not on the SEC.
So
I don't
them,
see
right?
why you can't see this.
I agree with you. You're not acknowledging it.
No,
I am. I am saying because of decisions made in the 90s when that whole thing started.
Right.
Bleep them now.
Well, yeah, there are people who look in the future business-wise and go, okay, if we do this, this will be an eventuality. We're going to push towards that because this will make us more profitable. This will give us more power. Other conferences saw that and said, nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
well, too bad. You got left behind.
Exactly. Bleep them.
You got left behind. That's on you.
You guys don't deserve football because of a decision made by a person you don't know in the 1990s.
Football still exists. And this whole rich, poor thing, it's a horrible analogy. Even the poorest school still has a lot of money.
844-326-3663 is the number. If you've got comments on this, we want to hear them. We got a couple of texts. Keegan said, what does Bill Belichick's girlfriend think about all this? Has anybody checked in with her? Jacob said, all the SEC teams got into the SEC before it was cool. Now it just means more. Okay. With the exception of Texas and Oklahoma, but they paid the money. So exactly, they had the resources to make a move. Other schools don't. That's, again, kind of the heart of the conversation. When we come back, Lulu Kesson of the Greenville News will check in. We'll find out her thoughts on this weekend's South Carolina baseball series against LSU and what, if any, postseason hopes they may have. Rashad Beard at 8:40 to talk Panthers. Mario at 9 to talk NBA. Fight Club at 9:20 to talk pro wrestling. All of that after Lonzo delivers a Big Ten caliber sports flash.
Still seething.
A little bit.
Even without Jason Tatum, the Boston Celtics have extended the series with a 127-102 win over the New York Knicks at home. Derek White scored 34 and Jaylen Brown had 26, while Peyton Pritchard added 27 off the bench. The Knicks lead the series 3-2 with a game 6 tomorrow. The other game that happened in the NBA last night, the Minnesota Timberwolves eliminated the Golden State Warriors. Got a pause. Moment of silence? No. But laughter. With a 121-110 victory last night, Julius Randle had 29 with 8 boards, and Anthony Edwards added 22 with a dozen assists. And now they go home. That's a shame. 500 record for the Atlanta Braves lasted just one day as the Braves blew a late lead and dropped a 5-4 game against Washington. The Braves are 21-22 with one more against the Nationals before a 3-game set at Fenway over the weekend. Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show is next, right here on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.